July 10th, 2018, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All righty, welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting in the town of Grove for July 10th, 2018. Ann, I'll take a roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. With that, we'll have a pledge of allegiance. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Before we begin this evening, I'd like to offer a moment of silence. We had sad news today of our assessor's husband, Robert Jenkins, who had been a previous council member from February 23rd, 1988 through the end of December of 1991, and passed away unexpectedly today. So with that, I'll have a moment of silence. Thank you. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We had all board members were present for not only the Recreation Department workshop on June 21st, but also the regular town board meeting and audit on June 26th. Does anybody have any changes, corrections to those minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt both sets of minutes. I'm sorry, all three sets of minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. Does anybody require a meeting or a workshop at this time?
We're still on for Saratoga County next week?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say no, but there's some things that I wanted to discuss more with Gina as far as rec goes.
That's fine.
We met this morning down at the rec, and I continued on down to the beach.
Okay.
Checked out some things down there.
Yeah, I think down the road, I'm not ready to schedule yet, but I'd like the board to entertain maybe a possible workshop on some of the events that we hold annually down there, and
yes,
the impact it has on rec staff and rec facilities.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do that another day.
Okay, I agree. I understand.
Can I just ask about the audit meeting for the 24th?
Yes.
If you're planning on leaving it at that, or if you need to move it?
I didn't hear from Rudy. Usually he tells me if he thinks it's a problem.
Okay.
Do you have suggestions?
No suggestion. I just wanted to make sure it was brought up if you needed to change it. That's all.
Yeah. What's the board's pleasure? We can move it if you would like.
Well, there's only 2 days in that following week, so we're not that. We're four business days out. I think we're okay, unless Rudy wants to change.
I'll actually be out of town that next week. So I'm leaving with the 28th, and we'll be gone through the 4th.
I will be out of town that week myself.
Okay.
24th is good then.
So if that works for you folks, I'm okay with that. Is that good?
Yeah.
Right. Next item on the agenda, item 3, I have Pat and Ryan Kennery LLP on there. I believe it was the last board meeting where the board authorized including that firm as special counsel to the town. Board members should have received an agreement for professional services for legal services between the town and their law firm with respect to the sewer district formation. And in that proposal, you'll see the listing for partners is at a billing rate of $225 per hour. Associates are billed at $170 per hour. And paralegals are billed at $95 per hour. So with that, I would entertain a motion to accept and allow me to sign the professional service agreement with that firm.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The fourth item on the agenda I have is the zoning administrator contract, which is Jim Martin. As everyone knows, we kind of an open-ended contract that we last signed in, I believe, 2016. Mm-hmm. Jim has kept the amount of the contract the same as the initial amount that we engaged the services for, which was not to exceed $4,400 a month. We have budgeted for that for 2018. It's a one-year contract, and we'd love to have a two-year contract. I said that I would bring to the board's attention and see what they would like to do with that.
We have an ability, we have the ability at any point to the town to terminate this agreement for convenience upon 5 days worth of notice. So there's nothing in this that would bind us or punish us for it.
That's true.
Right, and that might mean all your contracts.
So if we engage in a 2 year contract, we lock in $4,400 a month, which you can send, right? So we support that.
Okay. Any other comments or thoughts?
As long as he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, I'm happy with it.
You know, I've been a fan of the arrangement that we established back when we brought him on. I think it's worked out very well for the town. Strong supporter of it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So with that, I'll entertain the motion to allow the LA Group to provide local law administration services to the town of Monroe for the proper application of the town zoning ordinances, which are contained in Chapter 149 of the Town Code as it relates to Article 11 of the chapter, which is administration enforcement. And if you look at the agreement, he has enumerated the specific tasks that are assigned under that, and I will leave it at that. And it will be an amount of an annual cost, actually a monthly cost for 2 years, at a monthly cost of $4,400.
You have to change Gardner's name on there, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. He will do so. I've got to get the dates in there, too.
One small discussion point. Is now the time to maybe clean up just a little housekeeping? So, if you recall, every third month we have to have a special resolution because 5 weeks in a month, then we end up being more in 1 month than other months. Mm-hmm. We want to have him rewrite that so it's consistent, or how do you want to handle that? We leave it like it is, it doesn't matter, but we deal with it on it every third month.
Yeah.
Because the third month has 5 weeks in it.
How about an annual amount not to exceed? Would that work? 44 times 12. 41.
Or we'll figure out the.
Whatever the board, yeah, I'm okay either way.
Whatever language gets us there, it would take that off the agenda every audit meeting, every third month.
For streamlining that. So I'll reach out to him and make sure.
Yeah, I think we take the annual and measure 52. Mm-hmm. He's doing this for 4 weeks, we know an amount. If it's 5 weeks, we know the amount. That way, Ruby doesn't have to bring it for a resolution every third audit meeting.
Okay, so we want to change the resolution. How would you like it worded?
It is with the intent of the town board to clarify this for Rudy. So that
$52,800.
It's $52,800.
Yeah, so it's $1,015.38 weekly.
I need him to do my contract.
I mean, it's up to Rudy how he wants to see it, to be honest with you. If we're looking, he's billing us weekly, is what's happening. And so on those months that have 5 week months, we end up having to have only perception. All right, so if we could just modify that resolution to include verbiage that makes additional changes besides what was mentioned, to have the weekly rate at $1,015.39. Is that what you're getting, Carl?
Well, you're giving him an extra 28 cents, but...
Oh. I'm good with that.
It's a bonus.
Why don't you just say an as-exceed annual amount of $52,800?
I'm okay with that also.
I mean, that seems to be a little easier. I mean, just tells your, you know, submit whatever the month is, and you know, at the end of the year, if he's got, you know, 4 weeks left, he can only bill $2,000, and he can only bill $2,000.
It'll get us to the same number at the end. It just doesn't give us equal billing if he does more work in certain weeks or certain months. I mean, we've got a set, the way this model is working is we've got this set schedule. He works 2 days a week, half day in the AM and half day in the PM. I like the consistency of that model. So my only concern with putting a flat rate out, there's no definition around the amount of time he gives us every week.
No, 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 you wouldn't be changing anything. Okay. You wouldn't be changing that at all. Okay. You're just, instead of saying not to exceed $4,400 a month, you're saying not to exceed $52,800 a year.
If that's what you need for wording, clean that up, I'm good with that.
Unless I'm missing the point here.
No. All right, so we'll just go then with the revision to the resolution. To take out the amount of
42,000. Take out the monthly amount, and we'll do an annual amount not to exceed
52,000.
So you have a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I believe the annual authorization to sign that. You want to include that in the resolution?
Yes.
Can you include that in the resolution?
Yes.
So the resolution will read as is and also provide the supervisor with the authority to sign the contract.
Okay.
And everybody still okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Next item I have listed on the agenda, I had hoped to have a contract for the board to review before we took action. I actually received an updated contract earlier today. I have not gotten to the board members because I didn't expect the board to take action on it without having an opportunity to read it. So I can tell you that Carl has been working with representatives of T-Mobile in I believe all the concerns and requests that we had made have been accommodated in the new draft comments or contract. So I'll get that to the board members tomorrow.
Yes.
And we'll have it on the agenda for next week.
Yes.
Okay.
We agree to what we asked.
Good. Which is good.
Just a question. What is the temporary
now? Oh, I asked him that. I actually spoke to him. It's a sell on wheels. I did laugh. I said, is it going to be like the King Dairy cow?
We'll have to fence in the area and just make sure they get food and
water. It says they will call it whatever you want them to call it.
Next item on the agenda is the Village of South Glen Falls Municipal Water Agreement. To give you an update, I did meet with the mayor. We do not have a contract in place. And we haven't had a contract in place for some time, 2013. And in our informal conversations, we arrived at a rate. But we do not have a contract. Just for background, I know some members of the board are new. The original contract was executed July 27th, 2011, where the village will purchase water from the town at a rate of $2.25 per 1,000 gallons, which was the same rate that we charged District 1 consumers. Then we had a memo of agreement, June 5th, 2013, which provided for emergency water for a limited period. And that period was June 1st, 2013 through October 1st of that year at $125 for the first 40,000 gallons and then $225 per 1,000 gallons thereafter. And the village would be responsible for temporary hookups and disconnects. And the village put $100,000 in the reserve account for initial investment to pay the town water bills. Then in 2016, we had a draft. Some members of the board, I believe, were here at that time. Currently here, yes, I know he was here, and you were here as well. There was a draft intermunicipal agreement where the town had proposed the rate of $3.25 per 1,000 gallons. That draft contract was provided to the village under previous administration. Unfortunately, that administration did not act on it. So what we have before you tonight is essentially where we left off in that agreement. But there are some outstanding questions, which I think the board may want to address before we include it in the draft that I will provide to the mayor and the village trustees for the review. Some of those issues are, we have no definition for what constitutes an emergency. I'm not sure if you want to have a definition for emergency. We have no language that limits how much water they would get. I'm not sure if we want to do that. You know, when an emergency is defined, is there a time period for when that is in place, when it expires, and then who would determine the emergency? Would it be a board decision, supervisor decision? You know, the term of the agreement. So, you know, I think those are, some of those items are issues we may want to consider in this draft before we send it forward to council to include in the draft and then the draft to the village.
How do you want to approach that? Do you want to discuss it now? Do you want to
There's several ways we can do that. My suggestion would be to have the water committee look at it and make recommendations, and we bring it to the board for further discussion, and then take action at that point in time. I can tell you now that we are providing water to the village as required on 325 per 1,000 gallons.
Without hesitation.
They are also residents of the town, and although they have a separate political subdivision which is responsible for supplying them with water, we're all in this together, and we want to make sure that we serve our residents within the village boundaries as well for water in the time of need.
Okay. Can I just ask Council to look into one thing, unless she knows the answer already? Do we have any limitations on either of our contracts with Queensbury or Saratoga County that we need to be concerned about as it relates to the amount we take and our ability to resell?
I don't know that answer, Alan, but I can look into that.
If you could just look into that. I personally don't have, and we can save this for Water Committee feedback as you suggested, but I personally don't have a concern about putting a limit on them at all. We came up with that price to cover our infrastructure maintenance and cost of water. But if we, I just want to make sure we don't have any limitations set on us by town things or Saratoga County.
By limitations, do you mean supply limitations? Or do you mean what?
Do we have any capacity on one? Do we have any escalation in price if we end up using more? I mean, here's my concern. The village has many residents on no meters until there's no motivation to conserve water, and if we don't put a limitation on ourselves and we have some exposure on the other side, have some escalated pricing from the county to kind of clean ferry, then that would be my concern. I want to make sure we're not exposing ourselves to some unknown cost that I don't know about today.
The way the language is in the draft agreement that we had prepared back in 2016 that is accounted for, it states, in a way it's accounted for, it indicates that, you know, if for some reason we have to increase the town pricing for that reason, then the village pricing goes up as well. Or if we are told we can't, you know, if we have an issue that we can't supply it, or we have to restrict, you know, watering laws or whatnot, then the village is under the same exact restrictions.
I'm sorry, I know our water superintendent's here, maybe you recall. When we created some of our water districts, the way the financing was structured, were we limited in not allowing them to utilize water for irrigation in any of those districts?
I don't know if financing would have limited them to doing that. It would be what the rules and regulations and the code are. And I don't know off the top of my head if they are.
Because and my reason I bring that up is that the mayor made it very clear. He has no intention of putting any kind of restrictions on water usage, and that would be problematic for me if we have language that restricts the use of water for irrigation in any of our water districts. So it's something I would ask the Water Committee to also look into.
Okay. So the Water Committee, which is Councilman Moon and myself, will take on that charge. I'm pretty familiar with it from doing it before.
Okay. So we know the time works, we can sit down
and get more of the car.
In chat, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking for every opportunity to have collaboration and shared service opportunities with anybody in the town alone. And that, as you mentioned, includes lots of people in the village.
We just want to be
make sure it's. I want to make sure the town is protected, so we'll just look at those couple points and then we'll get back to our thoughts.
Very good, thank you. The next item on the agenda is item 7, which is National Grid Tension Management contracts. This is an issue that has been on several agendas now as we waited for additional information to come in. And we have nearly all the information that we need. And this is in relation to LED lighting at various town buildings and structures. Which include the old and new highway garages, transfer station, the annex building, the rec garage, and the baseball fields. So I have, if the board is ready to move forward, I have wording for a resolution which I can offer for discussion. So would the board like to move forward? I believe that we are now, this has to be in place by August 2nd, so we don't have a lot of time if we don't act on it tonight. The last question that I had for board members was whether or not the board wanted to finance this upgrade or pay it outright, and the consensus at that time was for the board to finance it. So these numbers that I'll read reflect that. So, with that, the resolution would read that the town of Moreau accepts the proposal from Potentia Management Group and contract with National Grid to replace the lights at the following locations with LED bulbs. The town of Moreau agrees to pay the total amount split evenly over 12 months through the monthly utility bills. And for the old and new highway garages, the amount would be $13,330.26. Which works out to $1,110.86 per month. The sign, he's calling it the sign garage, would be $919.67, which works out to $76.64 per month. The transfer station amount would be $1,318.42, which works out to $109.87 per month. The annex building would be $4,298.67. Which works out to $358.22 per month. Recreation garage would be $1,816.20, which works out to $151.35 per month. And then the smaller, because of the smaller baseball field, which is three baseball fields, would be $745.70, which works out to $62.14. And finally, the large baseball field, as he's calling it, which is the Legion Field, would be $283.50, which works out to $23.63 per month.
So moved.
Sure.
The resolution you just read, I have different numbers for two of those. Right, that's the resolution that was Jack.
All right, which numbers are
The sign garage? I have a different number from.
What do you have?
I have $325.33 a month. This is from the email in the potential. $325.33.
All right. Let me pull pull those individual contracts. Did he send the actual saving plan to the sign?
He did.
So you're looking at the last box?
I was looking at the email sent.
Sign garage? Which one?
Sign garage.
All right. I don't know why they do so. So she was on the phone, Lisa was on the phone today with James, so I have to believe that this is an accident. And that's why it's.
Whenever you resolve is what we're going to sign, is what you're going to sign.
Well, we can get clarification on that. We still have time to make the change before the August 2nd date. So, would the board like to move forward with the numbers that I have? And then we can do a amended resolution that they're found to be not correct. Or do you want to just take those two out and do the three? That were accurate. We meet again next week. That's from Ryan. And we'll be against what then? I think it's August 2nd.
Yeah, it's going to be August 2nd.
We meet again on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. I won't be here anymore. I'll be here then.
Well,
if you're having a workshop next week,
yeah.
It's a town board meeting.
Yeah.
You can do business.
You want to table it?
So let's withdraw the motion and get clarification and we'll knock out.
We'll table that until we have clarification on the number. What was your story? We'll get your story.
Sorry, I was tweeting about that summer and no one's here.
You can't say no one.
I can't say no one, you're absolutely right.
So we got a motion and a second. Do we move on? Yeah. Motion to withdraw?
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't have made that or something.
You're good?
Yep. And is that the same for the PPA? You're not going to go forward with that
So I don't want to complain to the board what's going on and the
secretary.
Okay. So I'm going to find those numbers. So, we were also approached by the same firm who has put together a consortium which includes the town of Monroe, town of Saratoga, Victory Mills, and Schuylerville for a power purchase agreement. And as such, through Constellation Energy, we have been offered, we were just offered it yesterday or this morning, I can't remember, but anyway, we have 48 hours to decide where we can get into a contract to purchase electricity at the rate of 5.67 cents per kilowatt. This essentially would result in a 15% savings a year if we were to switch over to it. The thing I'm really sensitive about is that it's only good for 48 hours, so we have to let them know by tomorrow 10 a.m. And the reason for that timing is that, you know, it's basically playing stock market. It's like buying cattle. So, you know, they're selling a block of electricity at this amount if you put together a consortium, and he has done that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I believe council reached out to the village of Schuylerville. They anticipate taking action on it. I can't remember what it was tonight. This week. The town of Saratoga plans on taking action if they haven't already done so this week, later this week, as well as Victory Mills. If any of the municipalities in the consortium do not approve it, then none of us can benefit from it. So, you know, it's not a lot of time. It is a 2-year contract. I'm not a big fan of power purchase agreements myself. I've voted against them in the past, but you know, we didn't have guaranteed savings, and in this one we do. Mm-hmm. I can tell you for background that only one time in the past 10 years has the town been charged less than 5 cents per kilowatt hour. It was in the summer. I can't remember what year, although we would charge 4 cents per kilowatt hour. Typically, you know, for our zone, we are in the wintertime between 16 and 22 cents per kilowatt hour. This time of year, we're between 5 and 8 cents per kilowatt hour. So, if we were to move forward and lock in at this price, it's going to be probably pretty low.
For the 2-year period.
For the 2-year period. Mm-hmm. I believe council has not had an opportunity to review the contract because it was just provided to us either late last night or early this morning.
Do you have a resolution pending council review?
You could do a resolution for the amount, and then I think you could do a resolution accepting the ASP 0.05 cents, and then the contract language pending
review by council and recommendation to move forward.
Yes.
So if the board is okay with that, then I would entertain a motion to enter into agreement for purchase agreement with Constellation Energy at an amount not to exceed $0.0567 per kilowatt hour, which they're rounding to 0.05 cents per kilowatt hour. And this would be a 24-month contract subject to contract review and recommendation to move forward by council.
So moved.
Second. I guess I will need the authorization on that resolution. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
I think it's a good idea. You can get 50% savings and it's only done once in the last 10 years.
Well, it's been my experience that having been involved in energy policy for a number of years in the legislature that the cost of energy does not go down. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda, I had placed on the agenda because I wasn't sure whether we had at our organizational meeting, whether the board had given me authority to sign the Saratoga County Youth Bureau of Town and Monroe Summer Youth Program contract. And actually, it was something that I do have the authority to sign, so just want to update the board that I will be signing it tomorrow and sending it to the town.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda, number 9, is Recreation Department request. We have a request to purchase fertilizer that would contain 2% merit for grub control. Randy would like to purchase 40 bags. We have 3 quotes. First one is from TMC Inc. in the amount of $935.20. Winfield Solution at a quote of $1,076.80. And a third quote for Site 1 JD in the amount of $1,093.52. Randy's recommending that we purchase from TMC Incorporated in Glens Falls at the amount of $935.20. This would come from account A7140.4, which has a current balance of $30,745.23.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is Highway Department request. Paul was approached by Andrew S. Havens from 96 Harrison Avenue, South Glens Falls, with AS Havens Contracting, and has offered to take any and all leaves that we have at the transfer station if we're willing to give them up. Paul has, because we were running out of room, has hauled probably 70 to 85 truckloads of leaves to Cranesville, which takes them. And while we've made a dent down there, there's still a lot more that needs to be removed. So I don't know if the board would like to offer them to put it out for if anybody wants to pay for them or just okay as individuals.
I have a question, and that was, I thought these leaves, the pile of leaves, was being held down to the rack to be used for.
So, in the past, when we've gone through the composting process,
yeah,
and it's been screened and it was really good stuff, we would haul it to the rack for use, but none of it has been screened, hasn't been turned as it should be to accelerate the composting, so basically leaves was a debris mixed in.
Which I understand. I mean, it takes a little bit of time for nature to work on it.
Yeah.
But my understanding was we'd be hauling it down there, and we might have a spot down, located down there that we could actually.
We will not be hauling for this individual.
No, I understand. That's not really the question. I was under the impression that we're going to actually use this for our future at the rec.
Yes, I mean, I think that's our long-term goal. The problem is we have run out of space. And that's why on the day when the highway department wasn't as involved in the highway department projects, they hauled for a day or two to make us room so we could accept residents and buildings.
And so we're running out of room again.
Well, we have a little breathing room. This individual stopped by and was willing to take it. So I said I told Paul I'd bring it to the board.
Yeah, okay.
So it's totally up to you. I mean, we don't need that kind of tonight.
No, I'm somewhat familiar with Andrew. I'm not opposed to him just taking that. I'm not sure.
Do you want him to come in and talk to us, Andrew? And see if there's a beneficial arrangement.
Maybe.
The next item I have is a court request from the justices. This is for the New York State Magistrates Association Annual Conference. Board members should have received a copy of that request. They are looking for authority for Court Clerk Jamie Hickey and Chief Court Clerk Jennifer Miller to be reimbursed for $100 for two pre-registration, also for lodging amount $1,158 for both of them for three nights, which includes meals, as well as mileage for a total of 192 miles. At the current IRS rate, which would total $104.75. So the total for the clerk would come to $1,362.75. And Justice McCabe is also looking for approval for him to attend Form $75 pre-registration, provided an allowance of $711.55 for lodging and meals. And he points out that mileage and one-night lodging will be reimbursed by New York State. So the total would be $786.55 less one night's lodging reimbursed to the town. Last year, he points out that the town was reimbursed $140 for one-night lodging. So the total cost, he says, would be around $604.5 approximately. This would come from account A1110.4. So the bottom line that they are looking in totality for authority to spend an amount not to exceed $2,200, not inclusive of reimbursements.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. At this time, we're at item 12 on the agenda, which is privilege of the floor. Would anybody like to address the board?
Good evening. Reading at the Spurs Road. Gotta be quiet. 61, just reminds me, 61 Hudson Street, very low turnout. 61 Hudson Street is, in my opinion, surplus property. The board really needs to address that property and get it up, get it back on the tax rolls. It's really a, basically a, let's see, abandoned a building that has no use, and we're just putting, it's getting worse and worse. It'd be, we're putting the budget to be demolished and sold on tax rolls. Mr. Martin, I've worked with him on the planning board, is an excellent gentleman. I think it's great. There's 52 weeks in a year, so maybe the contract should have been 52 weeks, or maybe he gets two weeks off during the year. But the major problem with the town that he hasn't been able to deal with, we have code enforcement issues. And the biggest one that's in this town is Absolute Auto. They're quite aware that they're in violation of their site plan. The gentleman is had to come in front of the planning board. Mr. Martin and I imagine Mr. Dreibel have tried to get him to comply, but he is not has not tried, and it's been a long time. So the town really needs to deal with Absolute Auto in a more direct manner. He's not complying to what he signed up to and talked to him. We are getting labels. We should also, as a town, consider the lighting districts in the town. A lot of lighting districts are not on the based on the tax rate. The individuals are in the lighting districts, but they could probably use newer and updated LED lights in the lighting district, as well as the town's lighting districts. There's some serious, there's a big one every year, every month is around $3,000 a month that we pay for lighting. It's our big one. It's a very expensive one. If we can knock that down, that does affect the budget rate. I brought that out when I was the senior energy advisor. But the downfall with lighting districts and lighting is the way they wanted to do it now. Now the lights become the town's property, and the town now will have to replace the lights. And so it gets National Grid off. So, on the power purchase agreement, I did a lot of watching the power rates during the time that I was paying attention to electric rates. The tough part is like December through March. That's when things scale up. But the question that the council should talk, may I continue, please?
Can you wrap it up?
I'll try to. I'm being very succinct. I'm not rambling. We have like 33 power bills coming in. There's different schedules. So make sure that each schedule is going to be that 5 cents. Because you got a different schedule for like the family high garage, but the annex bill is going to be a different rate or different rate class. Make sure that affects all the same rate classes.
Thank you very much. Two things. I will be on the supervisor's items having a discussion on code enforcement. And regarding the comments on lighting districts, we are looking at that at this point in time. The program hasn't come out, which would allow those lighting districts to be addressed. We expect them to come. We're basically at the mercy of the state. But we're hopeful that they'll have the program out soon. And when they do, we'll certainly look into it. No one else would like to be heard, so we'll move on to the supervisor's items on the agenda. Just a couple. Regarding the upcoming referendum on sewer, we have a question from the town clerk as to who we want to be election inspectors. Her question is whether you would like the clerk to pick the board or the town board would like to fix the floor, it's totally your call.
How did we do it last time?
The town clerk prior to me had selected. And the last time, we just kept the same four people before that whole
One of the four is currently not
correct.
Not currently training.
Right. So I can pick those three and then pick an additional fourth. I just...
It just has to be like from the right parties, right?
Yeah.
Two from one party, two from the other.
Or, I mean, it's time that the board would like to think about, that's fine.
I'm fine with the second.
Okay, is that good? The next item I have on the supervisor's items is we received a letter from the New York State Public Health School Athletic Association Girls High School Softball Championship, dated June 17, 2018. Says, Dear Supervisor, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the entire town and Monroe community for allowing the softball tournament to be held at the Harry B. Tarr Park on June 8th and 9th. The 2018 softball state tournament was another huge success. We appreciate all you and your staff did to make the tournament not only a success, but to make it a pleasurable experience for all in attendance. The facility is absolutely an outstanding venue and a perfect location for our tournament. Softball fields are among the best fields not only in the section but in the state. When combined with the park facilities, this becomes a perfect facility for hosting state tournaments. The parks and recreation staff for the town of Monroe is an extremely outstanding group of people. They take their positions very seriously and are truly dedicated to their facility. What they have done for the tournament committee is beyond words. We owe them a great deal of gratitude for their continued dedication to the tournament. They are an outstanding group of individuals, always willing to assist wherever they are needed. The state tournament committee and the nice softball committee are looking forward to working with you and your parks and recreation staff again for the 2019 tournament. Sincerely, Kathy Allen, their softball coordinator. So kudos to our rec staff for making that a success all the way around.
Sure.
I know I brought up at the last meeting regarding the policy on sexual harassment training and all that. I just don't want that to fall off the table, so we'll have to make sure we continue to move forward on that. The last item I have on the supervisor's items, and it was brought up here by a member of the public this evening, is code enforcement. I would like the town council members to seriously consider bifurcating the responsibilities of the building inspector and code enforcement. You know, it's times are changing and haven't changed for a while. We're about to embark on probably some of the greatest changes in development that the town has ever seen over the next several years. With that, you know, a key component of that is code enforcement. So my suggestion would be to hold interviews for a part-time code enforcement officer. I don't know if the board members have received a copy. Jeffrey has put together some financials on it. You know, I think we can get somebody in that role for between $20,000 and $25,000. I would actually like them to start this year. There's monies in the budget, as you can see, extrapolated from where it would come from. You know, I'd like to put a job description together and do an advertisement with the intent of, you know, getting folks in here for interviews in the next 6 to 8 months. Six to 8 weeks on it. And, you know, if the board's in agreement, don't need a discussion on it tonight unless you'd like to offer a comment. But I would like you to take a look at, you know, the numbers we have, how we got them, you know, maybe your thoughts this evening on whether you think that's something that we need to take care of at this point in time. If not, we can do it at budget time. Totally up to where you want to go with it.
I had heard his comments from the community that the code enforcement may agree. Thank you for taking the initiative and giving this time and hours. I totally support it.
Yeah, and I would support the hiring of part-time code enforcement officer as well. My question would be is, so if they're going to enforce the code, is that, I mean, I know what I think it means, but are we going to have a set of fines?
Well, in enforcing the code, there's the protocol is established in our code,
right, okay,
for, you know, warnings,
okay,
failure to comply, okay, summonses, court appearances, that, you know, justice will take an active role in deciding what the next step is. You know, it's there's no sense in having codes on the books that we're not going to enforce. We're absolutely not going to
agree with 100%. 100%.
So if the board is okay with that, you know, I can draft a job description. We can come maybe the next meeting. I won't be here, but you can let me know what you think for a part-time salary. No benefits. This could just be a part-time position. Mm-hmm. I think we can get somebody in to do the job, maybe around 20, maybe as high as 25, but certainly not an eight.
Sure.
So, okay, I think it would be great. It's a step in the right direction. Okay. Yeah. Something that's all that.
Okay, good. So we will continue to work on that.
Sure.
Next item I have on the agenda is committee reports. Does anybody have anything
they'd like to report? Okay, so Gina and I were down for a ride this morning. We met up with Randy, kind of, you know, asking for him to give us ideas about what he might need for budgeting purposes and what he's actually looking for down there to make improvements. As we were there, I mean, some of the more the things that he wants to be working on relatively soon. He talked about an accelerator pump for the irrigation system. So basically it's a 2-inch line that's out here. It really isn't built for the size of our park, but that if they had an accelerator pump, we might be able to get it done, get the irrigation done quicker by pushing the water through. He also talked about getting some trees removed from around the basketball courts. Currently there's some, particularly some pines that are there that are literally, they're just dropping tar onto the basketball court. He had been working on power washing one of the courts here this past week. It looks beautiful because it's power washed. He doesn't believe they need to be resurfaced at this point, but it'd be beneficial to get a few of the pines away from the trees, or away from the courts. After leaving the rec, while we were there, he also said that he'd been working on some of the fences around, like the baseball fields, things that have been kicked in. They're trying to replace those as they go along and to make repairs where they can. I'm going to move on. I went down to the beach and met him and Jim down at the beach. We spoke about the roof at the pavilion. It's actually got holes in it. The roof really should probably be replaced down there. But when we talk about like replacement, you know, Jim seems to think that, and then I was talking with Jim because Randy was running the mower at that time, but seems to think that it could be done in-house. You know, it looks like maybe 4 or 5 sheets of plywood to replace some of the rotting wood that's there, the fascia board, and then a new roof, whether it's, you know, asphalt or whether it's metal.
Is it currently
asphalt. And it basically looks like near the edge, maybe at the drip edge, water got back up underneath it, and that's pretty much where the rot is. It's near the outside edges.
That's a good idea. I've actually been communicating with Randy on a regular basis that, you know, now's the time to be making a list
for
of what he needs for his budget. So when I send out the budget sheets for the department heads, they'll just start then. It'll be a lot easier if you have a list that we can draw.
So that's what we were kind of impressing upon.
Good, awesome.
And so Gina You want to go on about transfer station?
I have sent an email with a copy of
it. I got it.
To Ted, and I thought I'm going to do an email and ask him to respond. I listed the items I wanted. So it's on the site here, and I will let you know.
There's some improvements that you want to see down there. Some
yes,
signage, some a map for the employees, and something else. And she did send an email out, but
like
apparently she's spoken to him in the past, and he hasn't really acted on anything.
So I've asked him to please get some prices and get them to me so the board can make some decisions. And you need help to let me know. I also directed him to Paul. You need help, so I'll reach out again and find out where he is if I don't hear from him. And we'll take the beginning of this week. I like the solutions that we were offered in the past. Remember that we were told we needed to replace roofs and we needed to tear down. They had, I thought, way more practical solutions to what we need to do.
I thought so.
They were talking about all the roofs and all the and tear down the buildings. They had good practical solutions that would hopefully do the job and not require such dramatic costs.
So, like on the rec main office there, there's above the workshop, the metal roof. There's some dented area, looked like something might have hit pretty hard on it. Talking with Randy and talking about some of the nails that have actually popped up, he's willing to, basically do a resecurement and patch with caulk or silicone. But it doesn't appear to be leaking at this point. It's more aesthetics than anything else. So, that's that, I guess.
Any other committee reports or comments on other issues?
I'll reach out to the entity that spoke to you and I about the possibility of using the old town hall.
Oh. Okay. Is it an entity?
Don't reach out again. Sure. I don't know if they wanted their name, but I don't think they should have their name.
So. Anything else? All right. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss the performance of a unnamed town employee. To discuss or to receive an update on the Holman Good Shepherd litigation, and to discuss how to frame the matter regarding highway.
Potential litigation.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Ready?
Motion to come out of executive session. No action was taken.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to close the town board meeting.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Thanks, Leanne.
Mm-hmm.